I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome, I'm Maggie McKay. Remember back in the day, Eight Is Enough, Abby, Betty Buckley? She has not stopped since. We caught up with her because she's going to be here in town in LA, and her schedule is unbelievable. I'll let her tell you more about it.
Oh, I'm very excited to be coming back to the West Coast. I have three concerts, October 17th, 18th, and 19th. At the Samuel Lee Theater at the Segerstrom Center for the Arts in Costa Mesa. And I'll be working with my incredible quartet of musicians headed by Christian Jacob, who's my brilliant pianist arranger. He's also a composer. He scored Clint Eastwood's past two movies and a multi-Grammy nominated musician. So I've worked with him for about 10 years, and we've done three albums together. Our last two, Hope, was released right before the Hello Dolly National Tour in April of 2018, and the previous year was Story Songs. Story Songs was actually recorded at the Segerstrom Center for the Arts. Anyway, we'll be doing songs from both of those, and we're also going to be doing three new, very hip arrangements that Christian's done of some of the songs that I sang in Hello Dolly. So I'm really excited to share those, especially, and then some other new pieces that we've just discovered by Jason Robert Brown. Then we have a big concert in Los Angeles at the Sabin Theater in Beverly Hills on Wilshire Boulevard on November 2nd. And I'm very, very excited about that concert because Tom Scott of the LA Express, who's one of the greatest saxophone players in the world, is doing the first set with his guest, Billy Valentine. And then I'll be doing the second set with my band. And then Tom is going to come on and do some songs with us, and Billy Valentine is going to do a duet with me. It's going to be very musical. I'm blessed to work with some of the greatest musicians in the world. So it's fun to come back to the West Coast, to Costa Mesa, and especially L.A.
You just did Hello Dolly. Now you're doing this. How do you keep your energy up? What is your secret, Betty? My goodness.
Well, that tour took a lot out of me, that 13 months on the road with Hello Dolly, which was both a blessing but a marathon. It was tough. I finished that show August 25th and came back to my ranch in Texas on the 26th. And then I took a month off to recover from the 13 months of 8 shows a week on the road, which was quite a feat. I'm really proud I could get through it. That was pretty amazing. So I had some concert work actually scheduled on the East Coast at the Cafe Carlisle in September, but they kindly moved those. I'm doing 2 weeks there in March.
Oh, fun.
And they kindly moved those dates for me so I could rest and recover. So I've just been kind of piddling away, getting my stamina back at the ranch, and started working on this new music, you know, after I took a breath. And then I came to L.A. and worked on the new arrangements with Christian. I'm excited about it. I mean, and I haven't done a concert with my band for a year and a half because I did that AMC TV show, Preacher, which shot for 4 months in the early part of 2018, and then I immediately went to work on Hello Dolly and was gone for 13 months. So I haven't done a concert for a year and a half due to those projects. So it'll be a thrill to be back on stage with these phenomenal guys and present our newest music and some of our faves from our recent albums.
Just looking at your schedule, it seems like you like to have things to do back to back to back. Of course, you have to take time off, like you said, the month. But you had that recurring role on Supergirl in 2018. You had three seasons on the HBO series Oz. You are Abby, Eight Is Enough, of course.
That was a long time ago.
Back in the day, yes. How do you stay relevant? I mean, you are always working.
I love music, and so I create new bodies of music every year. I'm blessed to get to work with these phenomenal musicians. I kind of always knew when I was a young actress and studying and learning to get better at my craft, I always knew that my best work would be in my later years, and I kind of woke up 3 years ago and realized that I was in my later years. So that was kind of a wall. I was like, oh, okay, it's here. And fortunately, it's been a real ride since then. I did a wonderful TV show called Getting On with Laurie Metcalf and Niecy Nash, and played this wonderful literature professor who was drinking herself to death. And that was a kick to get to work with those ladies.
I bet.
And then I did M. Night Shyamalan's international box office hit Split, where I played James McAvoy's psychologist. Mm-hmm. Was one of his co-stars in that movie. That was an incredible experience. And my second film for M. Night Shyamalan, and he told me that he wrote that role for me, which was a phenomenal gift. Because I had done his, you know, film The Happening with Mark Wahlberg and Zooey Deschanel.
Lucky Mark Wahlberg. Come on,
yeah,
Betty.
He's awesome. I was so excited to get to work with him. And then after Split, I did those TV shows, as you mentioned, Supergirl, also Pretty Little Liars, and The Leftovers. And then, you know, Preacher came up, which was incredible because I'm a huge fan of that show. And I was just so thrilled to get to be one of the main bad guys in season three. that's one of the greatest jobs I've ever had. It was just an amazing team of people in New Orleans shooting there. That was a real blessing. And then, you know, the tour of Hello, Dolly! Came to me, and I was really in shock. I had no idea that I would be right for that show, so that was a thrill and an honor to get to be the quarterback of that show.
It looked like you were having fun in it, you know?
Yeah, it was so much fun. It was wonderful. Yeah, it's been a ride, and I'm really grateful. I basically, you know, love to keep working. I love what I do, and it's been a real blessing to get to keep doing that.
Is there any role that you've always dreamed of doing that you just haven't had time, or it just hasn't been the right time, or whatever, that you haven't tackled yet?
For a long time, I wanted to do Annie Get Your Gun. I wanted to play Annie Oakley because I call myself a cowgirl. I live on a ranch in Texas, and I race cutting horses, and you know, was a cutting horse competitor until about 6 years ago, and I haven't shown my wonderful champion horses over that time, because the catch 22 of owning a ranch and being an independent woman is that you have to work all the time to pay for the ranch, and so I don't have time to practice, and so my beautiful cutting horses, every time I go ride them, fortunately I get to ride them two or three times a week, they just look at me like, we are underused, we are champions, this is your problem. It's a pretty place where I live, and you know, I'm very grateful to live here in Texas near Fort Worth, and I, you know, it's kind of a respite between jobs. So my idea was to take Annie Get Your Gun out on an arena tour featuring, in a kind of Cirque du Soleil fashion, you know, the great Wild West show that...
How fun.
Yeah, I thought it was great. So I pitched it when I was the right age to several big producers, but nobody got my idea, my vision, and so I never got to do it. Now I've kind of aged out of the role, unfortunately, but that was...
I don't know about
that. That was my only real dream.
If you could do Hello, Dolly! 13 months, come on, Betty. You could do that. You could do Annie.
Well, I think so, but, you know, show business sometimes has a different point of view, so whatever. It's like there's a lot of, you know, weird points of view in our culture about many things, as you know.
Yes.
And so I kind of have put that little dream to rest and am content to be my own Annie Oakley out here on my ranch.
That's cool. And by the way, Betty told me when she's in town, she always listens to 94.7 The Wave. It's her favorite. If you want to find out more about her performances, she will be at the Segerstrom, as she told you, and also the Savant Theater in Beverly Hills. Thanks for listening. I'm Maggie McKay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.